Welcome to a brand new episode, Morning Devotion. We will be looking through the Bible every morning. Today's special guest on your favorite podcast is Reverend Dozy Monomé, a pastor, a father, and an evangelist who loves the Lord deeply. In this episode, you're going to learn how to begin your day with Jesus through His Word.
Today's Morning Devotion, we're going to look at Psalm chapter 1, verse 4, the way of the ungodly. Psalm chapter 1, verse 4. And it says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away." I want you to look at that verse that says, "The ungodly are not so." Hallelujah. Everything true about the righteous man, isn't it? Stable as a tree. Continual life and nourishment, fruitful, alive, and prosperous. But it is not so regarding the ungodly. It's the opposite. It may often seem like the ungodly have these things. And sometimes it seems they have them more than the righteous. But it is not so, isn't it? People asked me, why is God blessing the unbelievers more than the believers? I often say to them, quoting Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8, that God's thoughts is not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. As heaven is higher than earth, so He is. God knows better, more than we do. God is the giver of everything. He can decide to take everything away or vice versa. However, God gave the unbelievers time to see if they will come back to Him. Our God is a merciful and patient God. He doesn't behave like the way we do. He doesn't think the way we do. We think. His way is totally different from ours. He wants to make sure that the unbelievers will not deny the privileges they have to repent on the last day. You remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 18 and 19. When God was having a conversation with Abraham about the city. God was so patient to see if about 50 people or 40 people, 30 people, 10 or 5 will be saved. But suddenly none were except Lot. Abraham's cousin and his family were saved. Even though Lot's wife couldn't make it because of her disobedience. It is heartbroken to see people living in sin without knowing the internal consequences, without knowing their final destination. However, the righteous know the final destination. As Christians, as a child of God, we know that here is not the final destination. We are on a journey. We are going somewhere. And we're going to see Jesus someday. That is our hope. Heaven is our final bus stop, is our final destination. This verse says that the ungodly are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Chaff is the light shell around a kernel of grain, which must be stripped away before the kernel of grain can be ground into flour. Chaff was light enough that it could be separated from the grain. by throwing a scoopful into the wind and letting the wind drive away the chaff. This is how unstable, how lacking in substance the ungodly are. The ungodly are like a chaff. So the metaphor here for chaff is like someone who is unstable, who lack integrity, who say one thing and do another, who lie and deceive people, who is worthless. Remember yesterday I shared in verse 3 about the righteous. And in that verse 3, the Bible says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So a word to leave you with this morning, my brothers and sisters, is what group do you belong to? Are you a chaff or a tree? There is a huge difference between a tree and a chaff. And I want you to ponder on this. Are you a chaff or a tree? Think about it. And God bless you. Bye.
Hope you enjoy this episode. Please make sure to leave a review. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also, follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Hit the subscribe now and don't miss the next episode.